were just talking about how and the places you've been locked out of. This all happened because last week Kelly took some time off. I ran out and realized that I had left my keys inside the building, the radio station. So I had to basically wait until Izzy, who works in our station, came in early and let me back in.
But you took a little bathroom selfie too, and, which was fun. You can see that on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, because I had gone for a jog and I was documenting the jog and I was going to put my stats in there and all that.
Listen,
and,
not all joggers have to take selfies.
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay. It's another reason why I don't jog. But we've got a lot of great stories. Sandy, bless her heart, she said she and her husband Steve had just backed their boat down the ramp, left the dog in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
While they pulled the ramp up to park it, heard a click. The schnauzer was so excited,
oh, no,
looking, LOL, there's my husband's truck sitting on the boat ramp, running with the dog in it, the boat in the lake, and us having no clue how we were going to do this. And once we stopped freaking out, we remembered about 20 minutes later, my purse was already in the boat, my keys were in it.
Oh, wow.
So they're freaking out for 20 minutes before they remembered that.
They realized her purse was already in the boat.
Yes.
Wow.
This is so great. Oh, gosh. Sean was working third shift. We'd go out to the gas station to get energy drinks. One time locked my car with the engine running. Had to call AAA. Took 3 hours to get there at 2 a.m.
There's a lot of toddler locking you out stories, too.
Oh, 100%.
I remember my daughter Zoe, when she was just a toddler, she locked herself inside a bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
In a rental house.
And you had to try to talk her into getting herself out?
We had to dismantle the handle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we had to completely take it apart.
Well, Kyle says, went to let my dog out. My toddler locked me out. Had to have my wife come home from work to let me in. He sat at the top of the steps looking at me. Diabolical.
That is.
That is diabolical.
That is. This is something I didn't know, but because I don't own a Tesla, but like Lori had texted in and said, I have a Tesla. My key card, my card key was inside the car. My phone died. So I guess
you could
you have an app or whatever, right?
Car with your phone.
Yeah, and so phone died, and so therefore couldn't start the car. Had to call my son who has the app, and so thank goodness he was able to use the app and unlock my car.
Oh,
but,
wow!
Yeah, her car was locked and she was unable to get in.
Yeah, can AAA, are they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Equipped to deal with that situation?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or do you have to call someone that's got the app for your car?
And do regular locksmiths, can they open those cars like that? I would imagine they could.
Me thinking no.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't know. I would love to know, but Alex says, I had a friend get locked out of her house after school.
Mm-hmm.
She had to go number two real bad.
Yeah.
Ended up going number two in her backyard.
Well, where else are you going to go?
Her mom gets home and says, I think that there's like human poo.
Oh, my gosh.
My friend ended up telling her what happened, was made to clean it up. We were in high school.
Doesn't everybody have I went number two outside story?
Well, my daughter did when she was like a toddler because she didn't want to stop playing. Took too much time to come inside.
My friends and I were riding bikes and apparently we were too far away from my house, which in reality, we were like less than two blocks away, but I couldn't hold it apparently. And so
when it's go time, it's go time.
Yeah. And so found bushes and everything and in an alleyway went.
Oh, no.
And so literally for months afterwards, every time we'd ride through that alley, we'd be like,
there it is.
It's so disgusting. Sorry. If anybody's actually eating, I apologize.
Oh.
All right, we can end there.
Okay,
anyway, it's 99.7 DJX.
We should.